Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of thy most diverse podcasts anywhere that you'll be able to find. We talk about it all, from relationships, men and women. We talk about business. We talk about the game, hustling, macking. We talk about self-empowerment. And all of this stuff, this information, are keys that are going to help you unlock doors so that you can maximize and get consistent results in whatever lifestyle you choose. Look, I'll just put it like this. Something's been on my mind, and I see this a lot. Emails that I get, people I speak to personally. And I know I just put a blog post up about fear not too long ago. And this is kind of a jump off from that. Because fear is an extremely debilitating emotion. And this podcast is about emotion. There's an old term called spiraling down. Some of you may be familiar with it. Some of you may not be. But we're going to discuss it. So this term spiraling down is when one negative thing happens. And because of that one negative thing, the way you interpret it and think about it and feel about it, it causes you to think about or feel a certain way about other experiences. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're driving on the highway, like I am now, and somebody cuts you off. Now, that's going to irritate you a little bit. Might even piss you off. Now, depending on how strong your mind is, that instance can last for just that moment. You know, you might raise your fist, shake your fist a little bit. You might let out a couple of choice words about the situation. And then you just kind of let it go. The moment's done. It's passed. You're okay. There was no accident. Things could have been much worse. It is what it is. You mentally move on. There's another group of people, when something like that happens, they will fester and dwell on that for like 5 minutes. And how irritated and upset they are. And that starts the spiraling down process. Because they allow outside circumstances to affect their internal emotional and mental state. So if somebody cuts them off in the road, they start thinking about it, they're really upset about it, the ego kicks in, how are you going to try to cut me off, you need to learn how to drive, and blah, 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 whatever is said and whatever is thought. And next thing you know, other circumstances and situations that you feel or think negatively about start popping into your head. Oh, it could be anything. Last girl that rejected you for a date. Your boss pissed you off at work. The last time somebody cut you off on the road. What may have happened earlier that day at home with maybe a family member or your significant other. And you start thinking about that. And that leads to another negative thought, a negative emotion about another circumstance or experience that you had. And this goes on and on and on until you find yourself in this very agitated, negative state. This is called spiraling down. Now, in the game, we talk about your king and your queen, which is symbolic of two aspects of human nature, the mental aspect and the emotional aspect. The mental aspect, we say in the game, is your king. That's symbolic of your mental aspect. Your queen in the game is symbolic of your emotional aspect. And the king and queen rule a kingdom, and that is yourself, or should be. So since the king is supposed to be in control, and that is the highest level manager in a kingdom, that's all a king is a very high level manager. If the king is not in control of the overall kingdom, then the kingdom is destined to fall. So the king also needs to be in control of the queen. The king needs to be in control of the queen. So the mental aspect of yourself, or the mental side of yourself, needs to have the emotions in check. This does not mean you do not feel emotions. We're human beings. We feel emotion. But we do not base our decisions off of emotion, and we are not led or allow ourselves to be led by our emotions. We check them so they do not get out of control. If you allow your emotions to get out of control, this starts to affect your mental state. So instead of the king checking the queen starts taking control of the king. Your emotional state starts to affect your mental state. When it should be, your mental state should keep your emotional state in check. If that makes sense. So whenever you get emotional about something, your queen is in control of the kingdom, yourself, at that particular point. And if that allows to take root and continue, this is what starts the spiraling down process, which puts you in a negative state. A negative state. Now, I'm going to say something here that might sound like everybody else's think positive and, you know, lectures and rants and books and stuff like that. But I've come to find out that it's very, very true. What you choose to focus on the most determines how well you function in life in general. For those of you that grew up in the hood or spent a lot of time in the hood, like I have, you know a lot of negative people. That's all they talk about. It's all they talk about, negativity. This is not happening. Why can't I have this? They have that. Oh, I'm not going to be able to get this. How am I going to do that? I can't do that. Everything they say, or a majority of things they say, are said in the negative. What they can't do, what somebody won't let them do, what can't happen. And even though they may try to sound positive on occasion, oh, I got this, this is going to be okay, it doesn't matter so much what they say, although that does play a part on a higher level. But what matters the most is the thought, your mental state, your king, and the emotion that is triggered by it, the queen. So you can say everything is going to be okay, but that's just you verbalizing something that you might not really think and you might not really feel. So if that's not how you really think and that's not how you really feel, it's going to put you in a negative state, although you're saying things positive or in the affirmative. But that's not how you think, and that's not how you feel. So when it comes to positive thinking, something that I think some people overlook when they're trying to be more positive, more optimistic, something I think they overlook is you can say anything out of your mouth, but what do you really think, and how do you really feel about a subject? You can tell yourself, I'm a millionaire. And you can repeat that over and over again all day, every day. But although you're saying it, if you don't really think that's possible for you, you're not going to feel it's possible for you. Your king controlling your queen. And oftentimes what happens is there's going to be a circumstance, an experience, or an instance in your life to confirm not what you've said, that you're going to be a millionaire, but what you honestly think and feel, that it's really not possible for you in this example. There's going to be something in your life that happens that is going to confirm that in one way or another. And it's not that this is magically happening. It's simply the way you interpret things. We call it perspective in the game. It's your perspective. The way you think about something is the way you look at something. That's your perspective. You can say anything. You can tell yourself anything. But if that's not how you honestly think and feel, then it doesn't matter what you say out of your mouth. You're only lying to yourself. The game calls us to be very, very straightforward and brutally honest with ourselves, which means you're going to have to deal with some things inside of yourself that you don't like. They could be characteristics, attributes about yourself. It could be physical things that you feel inadequate about. You're going to have to deal with these things. Because the greatest opponent in the game that you're ever going to face is actually yourself. It's you who can become your worst enemy. In other words, your greatest opponent. It's you. Nobody else. Not saying you don't have enemies. You may have enemies. You may have people that hate on you and don't like you. But your greatest enemy is the one that's closest to you. And that is you, your own weaker self. That's your greatest enemy and your greatest opponent in the game. Because what you're playing against when you first get into the game, you're actually playing a game against yourself. Think of it like playing chess. You're trying to strategize against another part of yourself. That sounds a little crazy, but think about this for a second. You can, like I just gave the example, you can say one thing out of your mouth, but inside of yourself, in your mind, the way you feel could be totally different. And you may want to believe something positive you say, but your mind fights you on it. You may want to believe that you can, I don't know, have the career that you want to have. Let's say you've always dreamt of being a very high profile, high paid lawyer. Let's just say you've thought about that since you were very young. And then a couple of things happened in your life that kept you from that. And now that feeling, that desire is coming back. And you're like, man, I should go to school and do this now. I can make this happen. I can do this. And you say that out of your mouth. But in your mind, you still think and therefore feel your king affecting your queen. You still think and feel that maybe you're getting too old. Maybe you can't do it. Maybe you're not smart enough. Maybe you're not good enough. Maybe it's too late for you. So out of your mouth, you're saying one thing, but you're thinking and feeling something else. In the game, we also say the dominant force always wins. Eventually. The dominant force always wins eventually. So if the majority of your thinking and feeling is negative, you become negative because your decisions based off of what you think and feel are coming from a negative place. An orange seed can only grow an orange. An orange seed cannot grow an apple. You understand? So if your thinking and feeling are only that of negativity, your choices based off of the way you think, based off of your feeling, if you choose to react emotionally, are usually going to yield you a negative result, usually. More often than not, to be honest. It's your dominant force. It's your dominant force, and it's eventually going to win. Everything within you needs to line up. What you think, what you feel, and what you say, all of this needs to line up in order for you to make this your positive, dominant force. The dominant force always wins eventually. This is evident in nature itself. You can take what's considered a very malleable, somewhat weak element, which is water. But given it enough time, water can wear down rock because it's consistently in motion. And therefore, as long as it can stay consistently in motion over years, that water is going to wear down that rock. So therefore, the water is actually the dominant force if it can affect rock. You can have a room that is literally ice cold. At that moment, the dominant force in that room is cold. But if you lit a big enough fire to where it can warm that room, then what becomes the dominant force at that point? Heat. Heat becomes the dominant force at that point. And this is the same way to look at your mind. What is the dominant force in your mind? Forget what you're trying to tell yourself and what you're trying to hype yourself up to be and what you're telling other people that you are or that you want to be. What do you honestly think? And what do you honestly feel? Because that is what needs to be addressed. What is going on inside of you? Your inner kingdom. What's going on inside of you? That's what needs to be addressed. That's where your problem is, your biggest problem. Because you're fighting against yourself. You're playing against yourself, your greatest opponent. In order to have more positive results, let me say this. Because last year, 2016, I took a very, very big loss. I took one personally and financially. But I wasn't trying to fool myself and try to make believe that that didn't happen, because it did happen. But I didn't dwell on it. I didn't spiral down. I didn't allow the external circumstances to affect me internally. Now, don't get me wrong. Those things absolutely affected me. And although I'm better now on a personal level, financially, I'm still recovering. But I don't dwell on that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go spiral down like, see, nothing ever works out for me. I knew this wasn't going to work. Oh, I should have known this was going to happen. Now look where I'm at. Now I got to start back over from the bottom. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, somebody please help me. And you get into that very weak, victimized mentality as if you're helpless. When the help that you're looking for is actually at the end of your own arm. Your king must be in control of your queen. Do not allow yourself to get overly emotional about things. Do not allow yourself to spiral down, to put yourself in this. And this can lead to depression, by the way. What I'm talking about and explaining right now can literally lead to clinical depression. You can look this up on your own. You don't have to take my word for it. This stuff can lead to clinical depression. This is how serious this is. And some people handle it better than others. But at the end of the day, their dominant force is not helping them get them to where they think they should be or where they want to be. It's not letting them become the person that they think they want to come or who they profess to be. That's not that person. And I'm no at all. Everybody listening to this podcast has met somebody that claims to weave one thing out of their mouth, but their actions show something totally different. How does that happen? That's because you can say anything, but that doesn't necessarily affect what's going on inside of you, how you think and how you feel. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. Some people focus on their weaknesses and never try to discover their strengths. And even when they do, they don't try to grow them and make them even stronger and better. And then once they do that, go back and start strengthening their weaknesses. Most people don't even do that. It's so much mental work. It's so much work that you have to do within yourself. Become the highest level manager of your life. Meaning you put your king in charge and you have the choice to do so. You have the choice. You've always had the choice. You made the choice to listen to this podcast right now. There's other things that you could be doing at this very moment, but you made a choice about something and you're seeing it through. Do you realize this is how you change your life? It's really that simple. You decide on what you want to do, where you're willing to put your time, your effort, and your energy. You make that decision, and then you continually make that decision every single day until you see a result. If you have to adjust things along the way, you adjust them. But you keep making the same decision every single day. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going to put my time, my energy, and my effort at. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going to put some time and energy and effort at. And you make that same decision every day. And then you act upon that decision every day. Now, I'm not trying to be a preacher and telling you not to watch TV or anything like that. That's not my place. But I find it funny that some people will clear their schedule, you know what I'm saying, to make sure they catch their favorite show. Whatever it might, it could be Empire, or, you know, whatever floats your boat. They will carve out time to make sure that when that show comes on at that specific time, they are sitting there right on their sofa, ready to catch it. Or they will record it and they'll watch that show pretty much the same time every week, usually when they get home from work or the next day as soon as they have the opportunity. This is a habit. This is repetition. This is what we're talking about here. They make that choice to watch that particular show or series of shows. They make the decision to do that and to carve out time for that every single week. So do not tell me you don't have the ability within you to decide on something that you want to become or to decide on a course of your life, something that you want to accomplish. Don't tell me you don't have the ability to make that decision continuously every single day. It's like people I talk to that, you know, want to get in better shape and lose weight. Well, in order for that to happen, you're going to have to, at the very least, get some cardio going, right? And you're going to have to change your eating habits, which means you're going to have to make a decision every single day to work out and to eat better. Because you want to lose weight, you want to be healthier, which means you need to make that decision every single day. Your mental aspect, your king, needs to override your queen. This is what we're talking about in this podcast. And I am simplifying this a little bit because there's other factors. I am simplifying a little bit. But at the core, this is what it is. This is what it's always been. You know, you are beating yourself up. The outside world is going to beat you up enough. Do you have to beat yourself up too? When are you going to make the decision to do otherwise or to become otherwise. And once you make that decision, once you determine what you want, are you prepared to continually make that decision every single day until a result happens? How dedicated and committed are you? Only you can answer that question for yourself. And don't lie to yourself either. A lot of us lie to ourselves, or have lied to ourselves a large part of our life. And then look at your current life circumstances. If you're happy with them, by then all means, you're doing something right. Keep in motion. But if you're not happy, then something is not working to its optimal capacity. Or if you're getting inconsistent results, something's not working to its optimal capacity. And all those things can be changed, but you have to take the throne and become the king or queen of your own kingdom, the highest level manager in your life. And stop letting other people dictate to you how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to live, how you're supposed to feel, what's right to do, what's wrong to do, why you have to do this like this. And if you don't do it the way they said it, then you're wrong. And if you accept that as being true, then when you don't do it the way they said it, you feel like you've done something wrong. Who's in control of your king and queen? Are you, or is somebody else, or another group of people, or society in general, or your culture? Something to think about. Okay, I know I rambled a little bit here and there, but I did want to address this spiraling down, because I see it a lot, especially in my people. I see this a lot. Things will be going good and something will happen and bam, next thing they know, the next day I talk to them, they're just talking really negative, really self-defeating. Suddenly, they don't know their next move when the week before or a couple of days before, they had it all figured out. They were motivated. They were inspired. And I talk to them a couple of days later, a week later, they're frustrated. They have issues, they're upset, they feel lost again. They spiraled down. Something happened where they spiraled down to take them from a heightened state of belief and clarity all the way down to doubt, worry, and fear. All right, enough rambling from me. I do appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. I hope you honestly got something from it, at least something to think about. If you have questions about it, you can always email me. Email address is wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Stay in motion. I'm out.